From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. A family is suing Park City School District and its former superintendent over racial discrimination. KPCW reports Kelly and Ryan Bullitt filed the lawsuit last week. They say their two African-American children faced discrimination and harassment in middle school from 2021 to 2023. The lawsuit alleges the district showed, quote, deliberate indifference to multiple incidents. A federal investigation in 2024 found over 180 harassment incidents in Park City School District. Peter Sorensen is an attorney for the Bullitt family.
It appears there was a pattern of treating students wrong, and we believe that our clients' rights were violated in this situation and that the school district should make it right.
The family is seeking compensation of more than $300,000 and a jury trial. The man convicted of killing four University of Idaho students now wants to withdraw his guilty plea. Brian Koberger filed a petition yesterday. He now says his plea wasn't voluntary and his attorneys manipulated him by promising him better prison conditions. But last year, Koberger confirmed to a judge that it was given freely and voluntarily. His attorneys haven't responded to a request for comment. Koberger waived his right to appeal with the guilty plea and is serving four consecutive life sentences in Idaho. Idaho law requires defendants who want to withdraw a guilty plea to show they've experienced, quote, manifest injustice. A Utah state prison is on lockdown after an inmate allegedly attacked an officer Sunday. The Utah State Correctional Facility is conducting an investigation. It says the officer suffered a head wound and is expected to make a full recovery. The prison hasn't released the names of the inmate or officer. Jared Garcia is the commissioner of the Utah Department of Corrections. He says the prison won't tolerate violence, and he praised the response team for its speed and professionalism. The prison could lift the lockdown status as soon as this evening. The Colorado River loses millions of acre-feet of water each year to evaporation. Measuring exactly how much is really difficult, but weather stations might be able to help. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradle reports.
The Colorado River Basin's two largest reservoirs have fallen to record low levels. Federal officials are trying to hammer out new rules for sharing the river's shrinking water supply. That's why the Desert Research Institute is working to better measure evaporation. Chris Pearson says that starts with gathering better data.
This project places our monitoring equipment in the middle of the reservoir to provide kind of a cleaner picture of air temperature, humidity, wind speed over the water, as well as the water temperature signal at the center of the water body.
Pearson says combining those measurements with satellite data will improve evaporation estimates at major upper basin reservoirs. That could help water managers make better decisions at a time when the river is under increasing pressure. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Capitol Reef National Park wants more visitors from France. The Utah Office of Tourism and the Capitol Reef Natural History Association are teaming up for a marketing campaign. It's getting funding through a French tour agency, and the park will get some upgrades because of the partnership. That includes improved amphitheater floor seating that can accommodate wheelchairs and strollers and safety features like new handrails and lighting. Capitol Reef is one of five national parks in Utah. They collectively saw a dip in visitors last year, including from international travelers. You're listening to KUER News.